JM and the AM, that is one of the tunes that Jay Booksbaum grew up with on Hayward Avenue. Yes or no? Hayward? Say it again.
Wilson.
Near Tarvadas? Why is your mic not on? This is really disturbing now. How about now? Oh, that's why it's not on.
You got to put it on.
I just said earlier this show that after 40 years, the majority of the technical problems happen while I'm on the air. Not before I'm on the air, but actually while I'm on the air. Hadrash Vaharayon, that Hadgad you remember from Wilson Street near Tarvadas.
Right. That's right.
Where'd you buy your kosher wine when you were living in Williamsburg?
I went across the bridge to see Reb Yoina.
On Norfolk Street?
You bet.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, no. It must have been very busy there, Pesach, on Norfolk Street.
Oh, boy.
Must have been very busy.
Very.
Did he have his children and grandchildren helping him?
Of course.
Seriously? You remember this?
No.
And people think we're joking about Norfolk Street. It really was on Norfolk Street. It was really there on the Lower East Side of
Manhattan. That's right. There were three wineries or four wineries or five wineries down there.
Lower East Side?
Yeah.
Ha! No wonder everybody was always happy on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Aaron Razel with Halach Ma'anya, Hashata done by Avremel, Shlomo Katz, his Hashata, Freedom, Eighth Day. And, of course, Schlock Rock opened up that set with Afi Komen here at JM. And it's time to explore kosher LePesach wines. And with us, in addition to the number one kosher wine sommelier on planet Earth, who we know as Jay Booksbaum. In addition, he and I are joined today by the president of the Kedem Royal Wine Corporation, Nathan Herzog. We call him Yoichi Herzog, and Jay and I insist, and on the air, we call him Yoichi. Simple as that. We can't switch this Nathan thing.
No.
I know he's trying to Americanize Nathan? Himself. I know that.
Who's Nathan?
I have no idea.
Not at all.
Yoichi, and welcome.
Thank you. What an honor.
You have to address this. Put that a drop closer to your mouth. Thank you. You have to address this. No, closer. No. Right. Jay, you're an ex. Jay, you're doing this so many years.
I'm not a tech guy. Jay's
been doing this so many decades with me. Yoichi, yesterday.
Sorry.
No problem. Yesterday, I speak to one of the top. I'm sure he's one of the top. I'm not going to mention his name, but I bet both of you would confirm he's one of the top kosher wine retailers in the United States. I have a feeling I'm right, unless I'm totally off, but I mean, you probably know already who I mean.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm totally off. He's probably in the top 5 or 10, right?
Okay.
I would think. No?
Yeah.
Okay. He says to me something I have never heard. You know how many times people have Kedem comments for me? In fact, now, I just got on the, which I'm going to share with you. How many times in the last 40 years people have had praise, comments, questions about Kedem, and they come to me? I mean, you can imagine how many times we've been associated for a very long time. Yesterday, I heard a comment or an observation that I had never heard before, and I think it's very important for this audience to hear it. This gentleman says to me, as we're talking about kosher wine for Pesach and what I need before Monday, this gentleman says to me, do you realize that in the last 10 years, no wine produced by Kedem, not the stuff they bring in from Israel and all the companies they're associated with. That's not fair. They have partners when they, obviously, you know, there are wineries that are. No wine produced by Kedem has raised its price in 10 years.
Wow.
You can buy a case at a retail outlet for the same price you would have paid 10 years ago. Then he told me the price. I said, I think you're right. There's no way it was that much less than this. 10 years ago. What is your reaction to that statement?
I'm not surprised. Nachum, good to see you again.
As always,
and Jay, my sidekick. Baruch Hashem, we pride ourselves, that we are a successful company, a kosher company, and more importantly, a service to the community. Baruch Hashem, there'll be thousands of people making Kiddush and Dalit Koises on Kedem or Kedem products or Baron Herzog, etc., etc. And the amount of Chesed, which some of us know us are involved.
So then you consider keeping the same price a Chesed, but one cannot make that observation without you being aware of it. This has to be a concerted effort that if I paid a certain price in 2014... and I'm now paying the same price for a case of your wine. Again, not your partners and all the people that, you know, ship stuff in and that you take care of for them. I mean, there are a million of those. But your product, right, with the Kedem name on it.
It's not exactly the same. There were some slight price increases.
But a retailer would say that?
Yeah, because Baruch Hashem, it's interesting. I go to Daf Yomi every night, and the guy sitting next to me, a very wealthy, big Baal Chesed, Baal Tzedakah, asked me an interesting question. I said, Yoichi, Kedem grape juice is basically the only grape restaurant. There is some competition, right. some other
right.
brands.
Right.
Can I ask you a stupid question? Why don't you just raise the price a buck a bottle in the next six? Everybody knows price increases, grocery prices, and items have gone up so crazy. Right. Why don't you just go?
Wait till next week.
Why don't you go up in price?
You don't think I was at ShopRite at 4:30 this morning loading up on Kenham grape juice?
On the grape juice. And I answered him, saying he's in real estate, very wealthy, right. successful, Froom guy. And I said, you know what? Whatever his name is. I said, we're in a kosher business. We're a service to the community. No, we don't raise prices for the sake of raising prices. Yes.
Right.
Certain prices go up. Cost of glass, cost of plastic, right. grapes. We raise the bare minimum. And right. Pesach, which you mentioned, my secretary Sharon, who you know, my sure. assistant, who's amazing, the 2 weeks before Pesach, we're busy, Baruch Hashem, giving and selling cheap
right,
for all the term Cheshabas, Kimcha de Pisces,
that is
all
a,
over.
Right, but that's a separate issue. We know of the generosity.
But even supermarkets, our big customers, we try not to take advantage of the Jewish communities. So many people are struggling.
Right. And if there is a less expensive price at the place I was at 4:30 this morning, it's because it's usually a loss leader. You're selling basically the same price to them, and they'll sell it cheaper this time of year, and it will go back up in price because of them. Next week, the week after, etc. Okay. So we have a clear picture of what's going on. I thought it was an amazing comment that someone would make that observation. So it's not 100% true, but just the fact that that perception is out there is pretty amazing.
I was in a liquor store yesterday. I like to see the stores before Pesach, what's going on. I walked into a big store in Muncie, and I'm there, and a few guys come in to know me. Oh, Yochi, what are you doing? What are you doing here? I'm a mashgiach in a restaurant, he says. I love dry wines, but I need something for $10. Is there such a thing still available? And I showed him a gamut of stuff, including Kedem, including Baron Herzog, including Barkan classics. He was blown away.
Give me an example.
He said,
Baron Herzog Cabernet.
Baron Herzog Cabernet is a $10 bottle.
Baron Herzog Red Zinfandel Old Vines, which is crazy that it's about $10.
You know, I go across the street, it'll be $10?
Yeah.
Depends. Yeah, maybe 10, 10
12, 11. It's in that range.
Baron Herzog White Zinfandel, delicious semi-dry blush wine, $7.99. Barkan Classics from Israel. We're all here to help Israel, one of our imports, $10.99. But he bought a case of mixed Barkan wine. He loves Eretz Yisrael. Took some Kedem, some Barkan. And to this point, he said, I can't believe that all these $70, $80, $100 bottles, you can still get some very good wines at $10 a bottle, Baruch Hashem.
Well, that's my point. I mean, the fact that you could do your entire first day's Yontif for $50 if you wanted to.
Yes.
I'm serious, a case of wine. Certainly the wine I'm getting, you could do at that price. Because I need a very light, you know, carefully calculated wine.
You'd sometimes like those late harvests.
Yes, but not at the Seder. Those, at the Seder when you got an empty stomach, and you got a lot of wine to drink. My calculation is as follows. On planet Earth, Monday night, just Monday night on planet Earth, over 1 million cups of your product will be consumed. 1 million cups Monday night on planet Earth. And if we include the people that you do business with in Europe and Israel, and other countries as well, then it's probably way beyond that.
We export to 37 countries, Baruch Hashem.
You export to Israel?
Israel, of course, yes. You can get Baron Herzog.
I can walk into Usher Ad and buy a bottle of your wine?
Yes.
Well, and grape juice. Is a partner of yours.
Bartanura is one of our brands made in Italy. It's a very big, popular brand in Israel, Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the lychee cans are not kosher lepesa.
And neither is the blueberry or the
peach.
Peach.
Right. Only the. I mean, you explained why last time, which frankly, I don't remember if I remember, but it's a whole system why only the regular Bartolomeo Moscato cans are kosher lepesa. And by the way, a lot of people like me are addicted to the lychee one. They better be careful to get rid of it by Shabbos HaGadol.
I'm so glad you brought
it
up.
You don't have to get rid of it.
You can make Havdalah on it.
You can make Havdalah on it. I did actually save something for Havdalah.
You gotta wait till the rabbi buys back the chametz, though. You know.
Understood. Anyway, I have here some of the literature that you sent me about the wines for 2024, and it's amazing, by the way, how much information you give people. If they're, you know, some people obviously don't get the whole thing. You know, they're not as educated as some others,
or as interested.
They just want to drink wine, you know, and have have something nice to have at their Seder. But you publish whole tomes here of works that describe everything that's going on. And we should mention the two things that... So one second before I get to mentioning what I want to mention. So this is comment central when it comes to Keda, right? This is where people, they know that if they toss me an observation, it's going to get to you guys. So someone wants to know, Kedem syrup for Pesach still around, right?
It's a very interesting question. It's not a big item, but it
what?
Could...
Did you hear yesterday's show?
It's not...
Yesterday's show, it
listening.
Sounded like millions of people love it.
It's very interesting. It's traditional Kedem raspberry syrup, what they call Himbersaft in the old country. But a lot of people don't buy flavored sodas or mixed stuff. There's still thousands of people who don't mish. They only buy certain items. So they're not going to buy Coke or ginger ale. So they'll buy club soda, seltzer. Right. So you need a little flavor to
Correct.
It. So you put Kedem raspberry Correct. Syrup. Now, it's interesting. When I talk about a service to the community, getting kosher Pesach raspberry syrup in the last 3 years has been very, very difficult and expensive. So the only way we were able to get the kosher Pesach is it's a raspberry blueberry mix. And it's not a huge item, but we have a lot of loyal fans who go 20 miles or 30 miles. I need my two bottles of raspberry syrup, but it is available.
Jam
used to go. He used to go with, I remember as a kid, my father also didn't buy those sodas and all that stuff. The Cot soda was the first one to have OUP. But we used to have it with Saratoga Vichy water. Which in those days, Saratoga wasn't just plain seltzer. It was like really, you got all the salts and the, oh my gosh. you needed the sweet stuff in order to make it palatable.
So here's the comment. Hi, please ask why they changed the recipe for the raspberry syrup and added blueberry to it.
That's
Imagine
exactly
that.
Just answered.
That's Imagine the reason. That. We could not get the raspberry
The only thing you can
syrup,
get was a mix.
Kosher paste. I'm only able to get a little bit raspberry because the shortage and the expense became so expensive, the price would have gone up by double.
Unbelievable. Yaichi Herzog, Jay Buchsbaum are here. Two questions we always insist on answering when you're here in our studio. Number one, there are a lot of people, including myself, I just alluded to it, who prefer for the Seder, even though they will, as you said, test out and drink different wines during the year and during Yontif itself, but for Seder night, because of the diet of Seder night, right? Because of the different things that must be eaten Seder night, which could take a toll on one's system. I don't know if you're aware of that, Jay. But anyway, before God forbid you actually answer that. So the people want to know about low alcohol wines. What are the suggestions? We do this every year. People want low alcohol. It doesn't affect them. It doesn't affect them in any derogatory manner. What are you recommending?
So the lowest one is Concord Cal and Cream Malaga. Right. And they are in the... hold on a second. Let's just take a look. Oh, here we go. Yeah, Cream Malaga, Concord Cal, Batuque Rouge Soft, and those are the lowest in alcohol. Concord Cal, by the way, is 3.5%.
And the Batuque Cal is 4.5.
Correct.
And the Rouge Soft is 7.5.
Right.
And the Concord regular one is 11.5, just giving people a perspective.
And Cream Malaga and Blush Concord are 7%.
Right, so they could go for those as well. All right, so if you're insisting, as so many people do, to give themselves a little bit of a break and have an easier Seder on the low-alcohol wines, there's plenty, and if you speak to your retailer, believe you me, they will have plenty.
And there's a 9% from Arganuz called
Amuka Light.
Amuka Light.
From Israel.
Nice.
Amuka Light.
And it's dry.
And people want to buy Israeli wines.
Right.
Now.
And another two wines, while they're not dry, sweet and low alcohol, Zeykan Muscatini,
right.
Very popular for Pesach, 6%. And the famous
Blue Bottle,
Bartolo Moscato, 5%. But you want to have a little red, it's a minute of red wine, so you take the Moscato, put in two tips of red wine, so you have red, or the Bartolo Malvasia, or Brachetto. Right. Those are semi-sweet. Reds, low alcohol.
What are they having in the Herzog home for cup number one on Monday night?
We stick to a tradition.
Like what? Cream Red Concord?
No, we stick. I'll show you something I brought you.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Gosh. It's going to be one of those 45-year-old bottles.
About 60 years old.
You know what? We got to take a picture of this and actually post it. This is amazing. This is, anybody my age or around my age is going to remember this bottle.
The
and
two
whether
rings.
This is the Muscatel, but all the bottles, all the wines were in that bottle, right?
50, 60 years ago.
All the sweet wines the were famous, in this bottle.
The and famous two ring half gallons.
Yeah, and they used to say it came with ears. That's what they used to call these ears.
Correct. And that's simply just to carry it. That's why that's like that. It's just to be able to carry it, I assume.
Oliver Sholem probably did it for that reason.
On Norfolk Street.
Yep.
And there was plenty of it on Norfolk Street.
The first keg of wine, it wasn't on Norfolk Street. It was on Kenmare Street.
In Williamsburg?
No,
Kenmare.
Kenmare Extension of Delancey Street.
Extension of Delancey Street.
Right.
That was the first winery, then Rivington, then Norfolk, and then the Long Island City.
How many of those were in a case? Not 12.
Six.
Probably
there
eight.
Were six
in a
case?
Six or eight.
There were eight, I think.
Eight in the case. You did a lot of you slept a lot of those?
I used to work Benazmanim. Pesach Benazmanim. I used to work in the warehouse. Schlepped those cases. Oh, my God.
And then you became president eventually.
Boch Hashem. Titles mean nothing.
Because you've proven again, as so many in this country have found out, that the only way to become president is to do schlepping 40 years earlier.
Schlepping, servicing.
Right. And delivering.
Being a mensch. Being a mensch. Be a mensch to all your customers, friends, and suppliers.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Monday night, Buxbaum home. Cup number one. What do you think?
It's probably going to be a rosé. Mm. And I'm thinking, I'm definitely going to incorporate an Israeli wine into the mix. But the first cup I'm thinking is going to be the Lineage Rosé, which is 100% Pinot Noir, has been in the past. And it's a little lighter in alcohol. But it's also lighter in body and also dry, but lots of fruit. Right. So people who even don't like dry wines, but it's got a lot of fruitiness to it, it's lighter. And I think on an empty stomach, I think the Lineage Rosé would be a great choice.
If you're only having one Israeli wine at the Seder, it should be the second cup, in my opinion.
I agree.
Because that's where we talk the most about Israel, about the Jewish people going from Egypt to accepting the Torah to eventually getting to the land of Israel, and of course Karban Pesach, which is such an important part of the end of Magid. So I think that's the time to make sure to have the Israeli wine. If you're only going to have one, some will insist on having four on a Monday night.
You know, but there's a practical reason besides religious and spiritual reason, and that is that the second cup goes into the meal.
Right.
So if you want to continue with wine into the meal.
And you want Israeli wine.
You want Israeli wine at the meal. And you want a really delicious wine at the meal. So you can wax poetic or think about that.
Based on my my line of questioning, it sounds like Mr. Buxbaum is going to be having more than four cups on Monday night.
Well, listen, there's one. Jay, you know, it's interesting. Jay has his famous Motzei Shabbos reveal.
Yeah,
which is watched by hundreds.
I can't wait to be on that one day.
The other day, I had a good friend of mine, originally from Milan, Italy, now lives in Lakewood, and he walks by the office. And I said, "This is Jay Buxbaum." Jay Buxbaum? I watch his clips every Motzei Shabbos. So Jay, thank God, is part of the, as you know, we're family business.
That's right.
Jay's been with us for decades. Mitzvah for many more. Lange gesunte Yaren.
Amen.
And
the way he looks, he could be going another 30 years, this guy.
And Jay knows his wines, and Jay, people take him very serious.
100%. When you do the 3.5% on a Saturday night, please invite me to do that with you. Because that's my area of expertise.
Listen, I've done crazy stuff before. I might go to with just lights.
You never know. Oh, by the way.
The best of the lights.
Here's another revelation that it's funny. Last year, thank God, we had the big Simcha and we were in Israel for the wedding, so we were not home. We were not in the United States, I should say, for.
Wow, it's a year already.
1 year. Yeah.
Wow. I remember. Remember you telling me.
So we were not here, and we were, and obviously, so we weren't making Pesach. Now that I'm again in the shopping arena and the preparation for Pesach arena, I'm finding out and having guests, our kids are guests. So I'm finding things out. They have this thing, and I never thought I would hear. So I love Kedem grape juice. It's a favorite of mine, an absolute favorite. In fact, the fact that you have it in those juice boxes, you know, is obviously I don't really use juice boxes, but it's like, wow, I can't believe we've gotten to this point where a kid can enjoy Kedem grape juice in a juice box. Like, how amazing is that? Who would want to take that on their Holomoy trip? Anyway, so there's a consensus among the Siegel children, now of course adults, that they like the light grape juice more than the regular.
Huge item.
I said, did you grow up in this house? Excuse me. How do you possibly veer from that delicious, incredible, regular Kedem grape juice? And now, in our big grape juice bin on the porch of our apartment, there's half of them are these light grape juice. And apparently, I was given specific instructions. They only want light grape juice. They don't want grape juice light. Are there two different ones?
No.
So it's two different light labels?
It's, no, there's the Concord and there's the Blush.
Ah, so maybe that's what they meant.
And again, that's talk about
chesed. By the light, light. It means by the light, meaning not the dark light grape juice.
There's the light Blush and the
right.
light Concord.
Right.
But again, talking about chesed, Baruch Hashem, we're part of the community. You know how that came about? Some doctors and the Gerer Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael mentioned to my uncle more than once, you have to develop products for diabetics. You have to develop products with less sugar content. Took a few years to develop it. It's low carb. It's low alcohol. And there's no alcohol in the grape juice.
Right.
But it's less sugar, less richness, which a lot of people like. But people who can't have the phone calls my father gets. My father is the rabbi of the winery, Baruch Hashem. The phone calls he gets the last few weeks, he's diabetic. I can't do this. Or I had low sugar or heart condition.
Yeah.
What to mix and all these low alcohol wines or the low carb grape juice is part of the chesed to the community. It happens to be delicious, and it's a huge, huge item, Baruch Hashem.
One listener points out this is a real walk down memory lane, Saratoga Vichy water. Remembering the old Crown days in Miami Beach. This listener asks if the light wines have added sugar. So let's do this now officially because what Yochi just said, we always talk about every single year. If someone is, we're not doctors, check with your doctor.
Right.
But if one is diabetic, they should head down what road? Obviously the light grape juice, right? You just mentioned
low carb, light grape juice.
And in terms of the wines, is there a direction they should be going in and speaking to their doctor about? Which bottles should they be considering?
The Concord, Kedem Concord Natural, Matuk Soft, Matuk Kal, Concord Kal, Red Chablis and Blush Chablis, very popular wines, are low alcohol and no sugar added
right.
at all.
Right, that's
however,
the key, no added sugar.
If you're badly diabetic, have a big sugar problem, please check with your doctor.
Right, of course. And
Because even though it's no sugar added, it's still got sweetness from the natural concentrate of the grape juice.
Correct. All right, we need to do something. I mean, look, we know that today is day number 195, that our brothers and sisters have been held in captivity. If we don't have some miracle between now and Monday night, then the first day of Yontif will be day number 200 for the hostages. In addition to that terrible situation, we know as we explored with Jay and some of the winemakers in Israel that the industry did go through a jolt. They had a jolt on October the 7th. I don't know if the enemy meant to do that, but it was certainly a byproduct of having so many men having to enlist and having to go into the reserves of the Israeli army. And there are wineries. I actually bought a bottle of wine across the street from a winery where the only person remaining in the winery was the owner. Everybody else, for that reason alone, we bought it because we figured, that we should be supporting this gentleman. Give me an update. What is the status? You speak to them on a daily basis. What's the status now of the Israeli winery?
I'm so glad you asked that question because everybody thinks about what's going on in the south around the Judean Hills and all the wineries around the Judean Hills. But what people don't realize, first of all, yes, they had tremendous challenges by not having workers, etc. But most of the grapes had already been harvested.
So they lucked out.
But even so, they still had challenges getting it done and getting it fermented and moving the wine, whatever.
And delivered
and all that. But what people don't realize is that in the north, there's hundreds of thousands of people that are under the threat of Hezbollah,
right.
And the wineries, the vineyards, are under that threat. And if you don't do the pruning now, they won't have wine for the next vintage.
And most of that region has been evacuated.
That's correct. Right. People are not in their homes. You can't even go into many of the vineyards you can't even go into. So those vineyards that you can't go into now, even though there's no harvesting going on, the pruning must take place. If you don't, the grapes will not be suitable.
It's a 12-month industry. There's always something that has to be done.
So we're very concerned about the wines from up north now.
Right, I can imagine. And there are a lot of wineries up there. And some of them pretty very well known.
The one winery, which is literally 2 or 3 miles from the Lebanon border. I was there a few times. You wanted a mitzvah to buy some of the wines.
What's the name?
Is Odem Mountain.
Say it again?
Odem, Har Odem. Odem Mountain.
O-D-E-M?
Yeah, O-D-E-M. Odem Mountain. Literally, the one of the winemaker's daughter just had a baby a couple of months ago, so she's out. Three of the key people are in the army. And the father, his name skips me, Mr. Alfasi, very nice man. He's an older man, so he's not in the army. He's literally there watching. He sent me pictures of soldiers guarding his winery because he's not supposed to be there. He has special permission to be there. We don't realize what they're going through. So he has three army soldiers guarding his winery and his assets, etc., etc.
Yes, Jay, what do you want to tell us about that?
You know, lots of people, we talk constantly about the wines, which is like the key point for Pesach, of course. But as a Hasidish guy, you know, I'm not Hasidish from Williamsburg, but, you know, thank God I come from...
He left his shtreimel at home. I don't get it.
No, but...
It's raining.
But I make Kiddush on Brumfin on Shabbos morning and Yontif morning.
And that would be scotch?
Well, yes.
Whiskey?
Yes. Well, actually, I like bourbon.
Are you a bourbon guy?
Yes, and if it's scotch, I like something that tastes like an ashtray. Wow. You know, really, really smoky. But, you know, a lot of people are concerned that the only thing that you'd have is Slivovitz, but it's not true.
My brother's bris was
Erev Pesach.
Bris was Erev Pesach. They served two things, Slivovitz and potato kugel. That was it.
And grape juice.
Yeah, maybe. But now you have vodka and you have dead drop vodka and rum, and you have cognacs from France, and you have tequila, and you have liqueurs, all kinds of ladies, right, and even sweet drinkers, right, who like whiskey have all kinds of liqueurs, right, and so, you know, there's really a lot of spirits.
What's that coffee liqueur in the very thin bottle? Not very thin, not as
Morad.
Right.
Morad coffee.
Morad it's in my refrigerator. Right?
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And let's not forget, talk about Israel, Sabra.
Right.
Sabra, chocolate, orange liquor, and coffee liquor. Very famous, iconic brands, been around for years. Yeah. Kosher LePesach.
It's one of the first.
Make a Kiddush at home and bring some family and friends in and enjoy the spirits.
We should also mention that there are some bottles in the category you just mentioned that are not Kosher LePesach. People should be careful, right? There are a couple, right?
You must.
On those specialty liqueurs, you really have to look. Like when you see a bottle of Baron Herzog, you know it's going to be Kosher LePesach.
Double check.
But you have to definitely double check.
Like we have tequila, Zarza tequila. We have the daily run and the Kosher LePesach run. Right. So you have to double check the back label or front label, Kosher LePesach or OUP. Kosher
LePesach. Why am I laughing? What did I buy at 4:45 this morning? You know what I bought at 4:45 this morning?
Grape juice and some matzah.
I did buy some grape juice. But I bought two other items that have the word kedem on it. One was cranberry juice. I said to myself, oh my gosh, if I could take my 30-ounce mug, fill it with 28 ounces of water and 2 ounces of cranberry juice, I would be so happy. So, Mamish, you made my yontif early this morning, Yochanan. But you know what else I bought, which was sitting right next to the cranberry juice? Can either of you guess what was right next to the kedem cranberry juice?
Apple juice.
No. What was it? I mean, you're close because obviously we're in that category, but you're not. You got to be thinking a certain way. What was the bottle that I bought this morning? Which I assume is Kosher LePesach. It was in that section. It was in that section of ShopRite. What was the bottle I... Sangria. You have a sangria.
Oh, right. That's
you have
right,
a sangria
right.
And a grape juice type yes, bottle, but yes, it's not real right. Sangria. It's juice,
flavored,
right?
Flavored. It's grape juice with a sangria flavor.
Right.
We do have, by the way, LV Kosher Sangria right. From Spain. Again,
Kosher LePesach?
Used to be not Kosher LePesach. We worked very hard with them. And this year, it's LV Sangria, red and white, Kosher LePesach.
Wow, pretty amazing. Lots going on in the world of kosher wine, as I said, this coming Monday night.
By the way, that's also a lighter alcohol, mm-hmm. You know, and also a lighter flavor and a lighter heaviness, so that, you know, it's not as heavy, so that it's also good for maybe a starting cup.
Right, but we should emphasize that the sangria I just mentioned, you cannot use for Kiddush. Right?
You could.
The one that I just mentioned? There's no wine in it, I thought.
No, it's grape juice.
It's grape juice, but it's sangria grape juice. Flavor.
So you could use it for Kiddush during the day?
I think so, I believe.
You know what? I'm not 100% sure.
I'll check. The bottle's in my car. I'm going to look right after the show.
Check if it says Berkhosai HaGofer.
It will say that.
Yeah, of course it will. Give instructions that you can do it.
You know, it's very interesting. Oliver Shalom, Reb Yankel Herzog, who's not with us anymore.
Yaichi's uncle.
Right, Yaichi's uncle. You know, for a long time we talked about making flavored grape juices, so that people could drink them all the time. Right. And so, but the halachic power of grape juice is so strong that it has to be less than 1/5, according to some. According to some, it has to be less than 1/5.
Is that what you do with the juice boxes, for instance?
If it says shahakol, then it's less than 1/5.
Oh, so it will tell you if it's hagofer or shahakol.
Right. But my point is, it's so powerful, grape juice is so powerful, that we couldn't make, you know, shahakol juices with grape juice flavors, because then you'd lose the grape juice.
You know, understood.
Otherwise, it would be hagofen.
No, I get that. All right, so there you go, everybody. There's a lot of, I would suspect that between today, tomorrow, and Sunday, there's going to be a lot of kosher wine being purchased in the Jewish world. Three biggest days of the year, Jay?
Yeah,
probably three.
I just got the answer. Kedem sangria grape juice is shahakol.
It is shahakol.
Not hagofen. Yeah. Sangria wine.
And that's because of what Jay said, because the percentages go way down?
Percentages is much more non-grape based than grape juice. So this kedem sangria grape juice is shahakol.
Right.
LV sangria wine from Spain is hagofen.
Right. So I have two bottles in my car that you can make kiddush on. Kedem grape juice. And I have two bottles in my car, cranberry juice and sangria, that you cannot make it a shot. I'll tell you. The holiday. How do you find the Pesach preparations, Jay? You all set? Is it all done?
I did something fun this year. My very close friend, Chef Gershon Schwadron from Boca. Right. He's a CIA graduate chef, Culinary Institute graduate chef. Right. He's a single guy in his 60s. And I saw him in Florida a couple of months ago. And I said, Gersh, you're single. Come stay by me for Pesach. He said, no problem, Jay. I'd love to. I said, you know what? But I'll make you a deal. I'll pay you. You come up early and cook. This way, Brenda doesn't have to. He said, you don't have to pay me, Jay, after all these years of you, you know, having me for Shabbos, whatever. He's a wonderful chef.
Is he here already?
And he's here already. He's in my house already. He's cooking and preparing and everything. And so
I'm stopping my Monday afternoon for a preemptive snack.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he's going to make some good stuff, just like the hotels do on Monday afternoon.
And if you're back in Florida, you know, look up Chef Gersh. He does a great job.
And that's private catering, or he's got a restaurant?
Oh, private catering.
Private catering.
Yeah.
What's with this whole private catering industry? It's amazing. Are there a lot of good people, or it's only a very few that really do it well?
I think there's a good complement of good people. Yeah.
Last thing for me, and then you guys can wish everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Yochanan, I need your comment about this. I started with, you know, the whole price of wine and got your reaction to that. I need your reaction to this. There was a time during the era that Nachum Segal was on the air, so not that long ago, there was a time when if you would visit Lakewood, New Jersey, there was one kosher wine store. Not long ago. I would say 25 years ago. Not long ago. One kosher wine store. Yochanan Herzog, I don't know how up to date you are, but do you know how many kosher wine stores there are now in the Lakewood and Lakewood vicinity in 2024?
I am very up to date because, Baruch Hashem, we have five of our married children live in Lakewood.
Mamish.
Lakewood has become a major, major frum city, literally. In the Koilel, the B'nai Torah, Yungalait, and business people. People want to move to Lakewood. A lot of people my age and old are moving there because their children are living there. It's become a metropolitan city, like, unbelievable.
How many wine stores?
8 or 9 at last count.
More than that.
I thought you were going to say five.
No. Just 8 or 9.
And you think more?
I thought there was.
Like 10, 11?
And they're all doing very well. All doing very well. People are buying. And again, Lakewood, for example, you have the thousands of Koil Yungalait who live on budgets. They need the $5, $10, $12 wines, and we sell lots of it and a lot of grape juice there. Then you have the wealthy, better-to-do business people who want $40, $50 bottles.
And then you have some kosher restaurants that need to have $200 bottles of wine in their restaurant in Lakewood, New Jersey. By the way, 5% of all births in the state of New Jersey, in Lakewood, New Jersey. That doesn't even count Jackson.
Wow.
That doesn't even count Jackson and surrounding areas. Just the city of Lakewood.
Wow.
5% of the births last year in the state of New Jersey or Lakewood, New Jersey, where the, what did I read? The average age, I think, is, the median age was 41, which means half of the population of Lakewood is under the age of 40.
Wow.
It's an amazing success.
A lot of young people having children out there, Jay.
And that's even after all the retirees are moving there. And you
that's right.
Would skew it high. That would
be correct.
But yet, the kids are born so much that, you know.
And on top of that, one last thing. I don't know if this is fair to the retailers, but why not mention it? We'll do it once a year. So many major chains in this country that are not exclusively kosher or Jewish are now carrying an amazing array of kosher and Israeli wines. And that should be acknowledged as well.
Yes, yes.
I mean, we're talking about big names in the wine industry.
Don't forget, you know, in New York, New Jersey, Chicago, Miami, right. A lot of from people, a lot of kosher stores.
Right.
And we support the kosher stores. We're there for them. So it's easy to get wines. If you're living in Minneapolis or Milwaukee or Houston or Dallas or
there might not be a kosher wine shop.
There might not be a kosher or even a kosher grocery that's a wine license. So it's a big chesed that a chain like Total Wine or Binny's in Chicago or Kroger or Walmart or Costco are now carrying kosher wine and matzahs. It's a chesed for a
lot of these Chabad has wine, not just grape juice.
A lot of these Chabad communities are so thankful that we sell Costco and BJ's and Walmart wine and matzah.
But yes. I've seen sparkling grape juice and grape juice in Costco. Are there actual wines also?
Where it's legal.
Right. In New York, it's not. But even in New York and in New Jersey, where you have to have a separate license, what they do is they put the wine shop right next to the rest of the Costco.
The old ShopRite thing.
Right.
Okay. Well, there you have it, everybody. Over 1 million cups. I'm just going to spread this around. I have no idea if I'm right. It could be 2 million.
Probably a little closer to the second.
Over 1 million cups and bechers and glasses of wine to be served this coming Monday night around the world of kosher wine produced by Kedem. And Eliyahu HaNavi, according to my calculation, will have at least 250,000 cups of wine.
Big ones.
Big cups of wine on Monday night.
My kosher Eliyahu fits almost an entire bottle of wine.
Bottle?
A 750 ml.
What are you going to give him? What are you going to give him?
Yeah, what do you use for Coach Lolio?
Usually,
like
I got to know because he tastes so many wines and he sees so much Kedem. I think he prefers either a Kedem wine or an Israeli wine.
Interesting.
Do
you also see that the level of the
of
wine
course,
go down? And it's obvious that he had at least a sip. Because remember, this man is sipping from 250,000 cups of wine. It's a lot.
Only in America, what Eretz Yisrael?
No, I think around the world, 250,000. When I said a million, I meant the entire globe. I could be total.
It's more than that.
2 million?
Yeah.
All right, so he's 500,000.
Because even people are not so religious. They do a Seder.
Correct. So he has to do 500,000.
A Seder.
500,000. It's almost like Jay.
He's got a wooden leg.
Jay's going to have close to 500,000 on Monday night. Yes, Yaichanan, go ahead.
But I was talking to my father yesterday because I pick him up, take him to the office twice a week. I said, I'm going to be a little late because I have to pick him up. I'm going to Nachum Siegel. Tell Nachum Siegel and all his listeners, we're waiting for one thing this year. One thing, Moshiach. And he started to cry. We're waiting for one thing. And what's going on in Eretz Yisrael? It's going all over the world. I travel, as you know, anti-Semitism and all that stuff. It's scary. So Pesach night is a time to Shvoich HaMoscha LaGoyim, to really pray, they should watch on Klal Yisrael and bring us Mashiach.
On the screen behind you yesterday, I was watching as these educated people cannot even acknowledge that there's hatred for Jews, you know, on Columbia campuses and other places. In fact, you're watching the video right now. That's the video right there. That's Columbia. So, and I'm watching this, and all I'm thinking about is what the Holocaust survivors are thinking as they see all this play out. And just to remind everybody, your father, not only a Holocaust survivor, but if I have it right, was protected by a non-Jewish family during the war?
Yeah, 13 months. He was hidden by a non-Jewish. We can talk about that a long time.
But imagine what's going through his mind as he watches all this.
My parents, since October 7th, are literally crying whenever they watch the news or listen to what's going on. It brings back memories of 1942, 44.
Yeah. Pre-war and war. brings back memories of a very
scary
difficult
times.
Time. Scary time, yeah. Well, yes, we are certainly going to hope that this Chag HaGeulah, this Chag of Redemption, this Chag of Nationhood, this Chag that brings us closer to Israel and the eventual Beis HaMikdash, we hope that, in fact, we all appreciate that. And I'm begging the rabbis out there, as I said earlier in the show, talk about this on Shabbos HaGadol. I know it's important to discuss what ingredients go in Charoses. I get it. And what the shear of Maror is. I know those are important shiurim to give. But use the platform of Shabbos HaGadol to talk about our nationhood, our destiny, Israel, what Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then the road to accepting the Torah and the road to getting to Israel is all about historically, and why that is the same exact system that we must be following today. I hope that the rabbis heed this advice, because
we need it.
We need it. We need it very badly. The future of the Jewish peoples in the state of Israel, however, you know, however one decides, we're going to eventually get there, but that's the reality, and that mimics exactly the journey of the Jewish people who formed a nation in the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim to Har Sinai to Eretz Yisrael. And I think we all need to remember that. I take this opportunity to thank you. We've had a long, long, long relationship. Good opportunity to remember and pay tribute to the memory of Shia Menlowitz, who was the first person to introduce us.
Yes.
And last Pesach was still
Jay
with us.
Books, bam. Correct. He made that up.
Correct.
Shia.
He made it up.
What a sweet neshama. What a sweet neshama.
So we keep going strong, even with all the new platforms out there. Thank God we still have a good amount of influence in the community around the world, which I'm very proud of. And one of the reasons is because of your support and your friendship, and I thank you for that.
Listen, the Gemara says you're shliach derachmana. You're shliach of Hashem, shliach of Klal Yisrael. And I want to thank you for the relationship and the friendship. It's really been a pleasure. And I want to thank all your listeners and all of Klal Yisrael who will drink and consume Kedem products, Baron Herzog wines, etc., etc. A big shout out, a big thank you to everybody. And everyone should be gesund, and we should be zeuche to Mashiach.
Amen. Achenu b'Yisrael anachti mechem, our brothers and sisters in Israel, we are with you. It's your favorite America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NachumSiegel.com and the Nachum Siegel Network, and of course, on the beloved NSN app. Wraps up an amazing session with our friends Yoichi Herzog and Jay Buxbaum of Kedem Royal Wine, wishing them a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. And as you shop today, tomorrow, Sunday, make sure you load up on everything you need for the Seder and for year-round. Some amazing prices out there on Kedem products and, of course, all their partners' products that they bring in from Israel and from Europe. And make sure that at least one of the cases of wine is a case from Israel. Have a fabulous Thursday, and listen tonight at 7 p.m. the Kedem presentation of the Erev Shabbos Show for Shabbos HaGadol with Marek Zamek. That's tonight at 7, and again at 3 a.m. and 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Till tomorrow, Nachum Segal reminding you, remember the past, live the present, and trust the future.